Speaking of those high record-breaking temps, that means increased fire danger in our area. And joining us this morning, he's the PIO for the Colorado Springs Fire Department. Captain Brian Vaughn is with us. Good morning, Captain.
Good morning, Renee. How are you?
We're great. How are you?
Well, thanks.
And we're seeing increased fire danger, aren't we? It's hard to think. You know, we're seeing record-breaking highs in the middle of September. We've had zero moisture, incredible heat, and now we've got some winds to deal with as well.
That's true. In fact, after a really hot spring and early summer, we went through the monsoon season, recaptured a lot of the moisture, and now we're seeing us dry out, and we're back into high fire danger. And with that, we've seen, you know, several outside fire starts kind of mimicking what we saw earlier in the season. We're lucky now that we are recovering from a temperature standpoint overnight, and the days are a little bit shorter, but that doesn't preclude us from not being aware of our surroundings. We have a lot of fuels that are starting to die now, and they're above ground. So we just need to be really cognizant of our bonfires, our outside cooking. In the backyard, this is the best time to have a bonfire. It's cool at night. You have your fire. That's great. Just make sure you understand what the rules are, and we can find those at coloradosprings.gov/fire, and there's outdoor burning guidelines there, and things like how big the diameter of your appliance should be, and you know, spark arresters over the top, and more importantly, any neighbors in the area that are concerned, see smoke, or unsure about the length of flames, call 911, report it. We're happy to come out and make sure your neighbors are following the guidelines of the state.
Absolutely. And I do want to ask Captain Vaughn about controlled burns. We know they're recommended, but when it's like this dry, is it still recommended?
You know, in the city, we don't manage land, so that's not something we'll ever partake in unless we help another agency. But there are several schools of thoughts to control burns, and yes, it helps revitalize the area, but we have to be cognizant of weather. We have to be cognizant of do we have the staff on hand if something is to go wrong? And these are the questions for the land management managers of our community, and we try to work with them as much as possible in alerting the community when those are going on around us in the county. However, again, Colorado Springs doesn't participate in those. And there's concerns now about air quality. There's a lot of groups involved. So for us to side on one side or the other at this point, it's just not really in our wheelhouse.
And what is the best way for folks to track the current fire danger? Because I think most of us are thinking, oh, it's September, it's not that big of a deal. But really, fire danger is year-round here.
It is. We basically adjusted to a 365-day-a-year weather. You know, we live more in the wildland-urban interface, and it's just a matter of how do we mitigate these fuels. We have a very robust mitigation program that people can also go on our website to find out the details to that. But in following the fire danger, not only will we put it out on social media when it's elevated, you can find it every day, 365 days a year, on the website in coloradosprings.gov.com/fire. It'll be on the front page, and then you can follow that for more information.
Perfect. And it takes all of us to prevent that. So thank you, Captain Brian Vaughn. Appreciate talking with you this morning. You have a great week. We'll talk with you soon.
You do the same, Renee. Thank you.
Thanks so much. It's 8:40 now at KRDO's Morning News.